99.3, We're Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce and you are on the sunny side. Yeah.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the sunny side.
Well, so hold on a second now. Have you ever thought about your life and then you're grateful for who you really are? Well, I have. And I remember I've said in the past, if I met God today, the first thing I'll thank him for is my mind. I think I have industrial-sized capacity. I feel there's something insanely enormous about my mind. Now, I don't know if I would trade my, you know, if my mind's capacity was a money capacity, which would I choose? That's a bloody temptation, but yeah. And that just occurred to me. Like, would I take them? Yeah. So it's a very, you see, it's a tricky one. But if you know anything, and I just thought about that, wait a second now. I mean, I can't imagine having this much equivalent in money and be stupid, because that's exactly what it would mean, right? If I chose money. So no, I'll keep this. I'll take it every time, every moment on the clock, and every year that I'm given the opportunity to choose. Someone says to me, you know Joyce is in the studio when you hear songs like that. Start the program already. Well curated playlist. Well, thank you. Hold on a second. Someone is saying our reception at around the Lekwe exit is not so good since 10 a.m. Thank you very much for bringing that to our notice. We'll look at it. And then someone's saying, who's the lucky man? Because today's show looks different. Love is in the air. It was actually because of that tweet. I remembered that I'm grateful to God. It was your tweet I saw when I realized that, oh, wow, God, thank you for a solid mind. So before I start the show, yeah, I mean, that was a very good temptation. The truth is independent of factors. It's the truth. Your comprehension is what wavers. Your acceptance is what's unstable. Your clarity is what needs education. The truth is the truth. And so it need not be, you cannot subject your truth to a man, as you have put it in this context, like, oh, who's the lucky man? Today's show is, then it wouldn't be the truth. It would be manipulation. It would be subject to control. It's everything else but the truth. It's illusion. It's lies. It's distraction. It's nothing that is nailed to the ground. Nothing. So if there was love, it must be even in the absence of the factor, the influencing factor, the external stimuli, or seeming, as you have put it, this what society thinks makes a person do something. So it's like, oh, well, you're loving because you have somebody to love. No, you're loving because by nature you're loving. You're good because by nature you're good. Well, that's what the truth is. So when I play love songs, it's not because there's a man. And God, that's hardly even narrow. That's a like dot on the clouds way to look at anything. I play love songs because I think it's either a beautiful piece, or it's well written, or I just like it. Need not have a reason. So if I fell in love with something, hold on, oh, Joyce, I don't understand what's happening to the reception around the Ibejulekki Lakwe Golf Course, to be precise. It's bad. Please let it be worked on. Well, thank you very much. And I'm even reading this out so that I want you to know that we are working on it. And I sincerely do apologize. We'll look at it now. Believe me. What? Yeah, thank you. In a moment. So I say that to you to say that if you want to determine what you are, then that which you're trying to determine must be subjected to a test, a kind of to solidify the facts, at least something that you would call a personal truth. So if you're loving, it must be that you are loving before you get the woman, so that the woman is coming to a party you already started. If you say you're loving, you must already be loving before you find the man. So the man is coming to a party you already started. Yeah, you don't find them and then you start to learn. Well, some people will say, well, you can ask them how they like to be loved. Well, it's the same thing, because it seems as though you must know enough about loving to be able to give them what they're asking for, or you must know enough about, you must have reserve of the art of loving to be able to say to someone, so how do you like being loved? And then they'll say 2 teaspoons at night, 4 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon. And you're like, sure, gotcha. You know, it's like you have it because you know how it works. It's not like they'll say 2 teaspoons at night, 4 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon. You're like, okay, now let's, how are we going to, then that's not, like, what have you been doing all of your life? So the truth is independent of the fact. And I hope that you can apply that singular formula to every other concept. It helps. Really does help. All right. So that nobody will now meet you tomorrow and be like, I'm doing you a favor by loving you. Like, because you don't know the truth. Someone can just show up and be like, I'm loving you. That's me doing you a favor. And some of you, because you don't know any different, you know, this is a serious complaint, though. Yeah, because you don't know any different, then you subject yourself to the manipulation and whatever they call love. Yeah, but if you know what love is, you can even throw something back in somebody's face if it was substandard product or substandard loving. Welcome. Sure. Yeah, my pleasure. I know. Thank you. Confessions Thursday.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
I don't know, but I want nothing to interrupt your listening. If your radio isn't particularly picking up signals perfectly, I'm going to ask that you please try the live stream, all right? So I have another message here saying Ijebuode today, the reception at Ijebuode today is also poor. It's not usually this way. Yes, Nigeria Info have listeners in Ijebuode. High five, my brother, all the way from Ijebuode. And thank you very much for the message. So we'll actually have our engineers look at it real quick. And hopefully in about a few minutes it can be sorted. But in the absence of transmission via radio, please try the internet. All right. Well, thank you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. And we begin. So when you call in, you don't say your name. And the crazy, the weird, the unusual, the dark, the deem, the hell. No, it's not like the deem, the dark, the hell. That's the progression. Yeah. The rise, the fall, the thriller, the horror, the fiction, the disbelief, the regret, the pain, the lesson, all on Confessions Thursday. So depending on what your life story is about, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. When you call in, you don't say your name. When you call in, you don't say your name. Now, there might be a temptation for me to ask you, because I have forgotten I told you not to say your name. Remind me that you will not say your name. And if we get that, the show begins. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Remember the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
I'm with you. I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You can't hear me? I can hear you.
Hello.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're going to have to call me back. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
The volume of your radio. For real. The volume.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Oh, yes, I have a confession, but it's just like advice.
To whom?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you advising now?
Well, I want the audience to advise me.
Oh, okay. Okay, sure. Let's hear.
Okay. I have a problem probably with my parents concerning my marriage. So there is this lady, they asked me to marry her, which... I'm not pleased with, and we've been battling about that with them. I told them I can't marry the lady. I don't like the lady.
Yeah.
And marriage is something of a lifetime. They should allow me to marry someone I like.
True.
Here in the city. But they brought a girl from the village at this time for me to get married to. Then my dad told me that over his dead body, will he allow me to marry any other lady except this lady. That was last year, December. Then I told him that, well, if it is because over your dead body, that means you are going to die without seeing me marry. And then last 3 months, my dad is dead and I've not married. And according to him, he said, if I didn't marry that girl, I shouldn't go to his burial if he died before I get married. So now he's dead and I don't know what to do.
You respect him, you don't go. I think.
Yes.
That's what I think. I mean, Lagos might think differently. If he says don't show up, then you don't. Well, Lagos, Nigeria, you seem to have a little bit of working to do with that one. So he's not married. His father died a few months ago, and he wants you to point him in some direction. And I think I get it. The sensitivity of the relationship, the proximity, the fact that there is a relationship here, a father-son relationship, and the father is saying you must marry this person. Over my dead body, would you be married to somebody else? And by the way, if you do not marry her, God knows what they promised that girl, you know, and the son is the price. He's like, well, if you don't marry her, then don't come for my funeral. What a stake. And then he wants to know whether he should show up for funeral or not. Well, you have a minute on the clock if you're going to speak on that, or probably less. The sunny side, my name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday. On your foremost talk radio station, Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, yes.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, actually, I don't have confession. I listened to the man that just spoke.
You have a minute on the clock, real quick.
Yeah.
1 minute.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
God bless you for the direct and the right answer that you gave to that man. If that man is listening, the best thing he would do is that he shouldn't go for the burial and he should let his people know that, yes, this was what the father told him. And since it happened like that, he's not going to attend that burial.
Right.
And he should keep on praying. When he gets a girl of his choice, he should go ahead and marry that girl. God will be with him. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. My name's Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name. It's Nigeria Info. Hello. Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. You're going to have to speak up for us.
Hello,
you don't say your name. Do you have a confession?
Are you hearing me?
I can. I'm with you.
Yeah. So before I start, there's a, because in authority, there's a dead body in this Johnson bus stop.
Where is Johnson, please?
In Jesha Road. That's Jesha Road.
Okay.
So that's Johnson bus stop. There's a dead body there. I think they massacred the man. Based on the information, they said the man wanted to take somebody's body. He's an armed robber. That's what they labeled him. I don't know. I'm not sure. So they just massacred him. Cannot even, they caught everywhere.
Can they cover the body oof. Thank you. So I think that whenever we find a body on the ground dead anywhere, which I hope stops yesterday, I think it's distance to just cover the body. I think it's not even good for people to see bodies like that on the street. We're not a war-torn country, so it shouldn't be a normal thing for us to drive by highways and see a dead body on one flank. If it's anything that would not be of any stress to you, if you can, it is, particularly if you have a fabric that you can let go of, I think we can just cover the body. I mean, we already know it's a body, but to cover it will be better. Well, hopefully authorities can help us out. There's a body at the Jesha area. The story is not quite clear. Assumptions are what I have, but I hope that you can get there and your investigations might help bring normalcy to the situation. Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Are you calling from Mars? Yo! It's noisy. Okay. You need a minute, probably two. The sunny side. Confessions Thursday. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Peter. I am calling from Edimo.
Heaven. You don't have a confession, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a confession?
Yes.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Yes.
the sunny side. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Someone here on WhatsApp says to me, Joyce, good afternoon. There is more to that story than meets the eye. The man's father was a wicked person. How could he give such conditions to his own son? Was he forced to marry his own wife? The son should not attend his burial. Chooks from Ibafor. Thank you very much for your message. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Remember, when you call in, please turn off the volume of your radio sets. Good afternoon to you. Sorry, I lost you. Make it back. And for the ladies, did I give out the ladies' number? 01465-7190, exclusively for our female callers.
Hello, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Please.
Do you have a confession?
Statement on that.
Do you have a confession?
That man's father is dead and gone. All his words doesn't stand again. Okay. So he should honor him. But he should honor him and go for the burial. One. And he should do what his heart's telling him. Hasn't been his father is alive. His father cannot dictate to him who he will marry.
Okay.
He's an adult. So now his father is dead. Those ones are dead too. He should attend the burial. That's me.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. You don't say your name. Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I'm a first-time caller, and I'm just tuning into this program. I just want to know. Confession time, right?
You're playing, right?
Yes, I'm just calling in for the first time, and I wonder what it is. It's a confession time. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. That's exactly why you called in.
Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't call in if you didn't know what you were doing, right? I mean, I think it's weird that you...
I just heard someone talking, and it's just incredible. I definitely want to commend your effort, because I have a confession to make, but I need to articulate my thoughts, so I'll have to call back.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Nah, come on now. Come on. How do you call me? I don't know why. Oh, good God of heaven. Okay, so let's do it this way. If you have just tuned in, we're 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce, and you're on the sunny side. 12 to 3. Yeah. Thursdays is a day for the Lords of Logic, but, you know, we have a crowd for confessions. So, of course, on Thursdays, confessions and the Lords of Logic. So if you're calling in within the next hour... thereabout, you don't say your name, and yes, you're making a confession, so it can be dark, scary, never told anyone before, painful, sad, you learned from it, you didn't, it's regretful, it's painful, it's shameful, it's regressive, you don't know the outcome of a deed, you're confused, it's the future, but you're lost, you sold your destiny, you sold your birthrights for, what do people say, buy these days? At this point, you would just be selling stuff. I mean, people would be buying Instagram followers. It's like you sell something just to have Instagram followers. It's weird these days. Well, basically, the crazy things that are dark and nobody knows about on Nigeria Info. So let's talk. Welcome to the show. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Remember to turn up the volume of your radio set. My name's Joyce. You're on Confessions on Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Have you turned off your radio?
Hello.
It's noisy. You're going to have to please find a quieter space and call me back. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. You're on the air. The volume of your radio set. Turn off. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Turn off the volume of your... No, I shouldn't be saying that. Oh, wow. Wow. What a crowd today. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Turn off the... Oh, boy. I would play you music rather than hear the feedback. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Good heaven.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a conversation. I just want to comment on what that guy, I mean, that guy that...
you have a minute. Let's go. Sure.
For me, that guy, he should go for the father's zero. Let him just go and honor his father. If the father maybe had bad intention, let him just pray to God. God will see him through. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Weren't we told to respect our elders? If the elders say don't come for the funeral, should you go? Well, I wouldn't want to go. Hello. Confessions Thursday, the volume of your radio set.
Okay.
You there?
No.
Well, thank you. Do you have a confession? Afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Actually, it's not a confession, but I'm speaking to Sarah and I need Sarah's elders.
The Lord is your shepherd. Bring it, boy.
Hey,
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me?
Heaven, please. I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. Lady.
You have to speak up and speak quickly, okay? Oh, your line isn't so clear. Okay, go ahead. Just go ahead. Let's hear you. Go. Okay. So your line isn't too clear. Please call me back. Hello, Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. The volume. Wow. Hello. I don't even think you're trying to, you know, grate on my nerves, but I'd be telling you constantly about the volume of your radio set. Wouldn't it be better if I played you classical music than did that? Commercial break? 2 minutes before commercial break. Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Hello, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Speak up. Speak closer to your mouthpiece. It's Confessions Thursday. We want to hear you.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, well... No, not really. I actually want to comment on the...
You have 1 minute on the clock. It's all right. Go ahead. 1 minute.
Yeah, it's actually a very sensitive issue, but the honest truth is, it needs to... There are some things that you can't call back. Once you miss that timing, you've missed it forever. Whether the father likes it or not, he has to honor the father's corpse. He has to go for the burial. In case of the issue of the getting married or whatever, he should marry whoever it is that he thinks. It shows and it means that there is something behind them forcing him to marry the lady.
Yeah.
So he should not even go into that at all. He can marry whoever he likes. You understand?
Well, that's
so. But for him, let him just honor his parents, his father's dead body, and do the necessary burial, because he can't come back to it again. So that's just it.
Well, thank you very much for calling, and I do appreciate Nigeria Info. We're off on a break. So the last call, I'm not sure what you did there, where you had your radio in your radio and your phone in the same spot. Please do me a favor. Now, you see, this is me being nice. The only other option I'm left with is to cut you off. Maybe that will work. The sunny side. We're off on a break. I'll be right back.
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
So you know where you're at, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Thank you. You have a confession? Welcome.
Yes, I have a confession.
I'm with you. Thank you very much for calling. Please go ahead.
I dated 2 6-stars, and every time I think about that, I always feel bad, and I feel like I've done a very wicked thing. It happened in the way that I was dating the younger sister, and she got pregnant for me after about 6 months. And we had to get an abortion because she was scared. She didn't want the family to know. And we had to get an abortion. When we did that, I hated that after that.
You hated her after that?
I hated her after the abortion.
Wow.
And yeah.
Okay.
And after that, I literally called up the relationship. Even when I did that, she was still in pain. It was about a week or a couple of days after the abortion. I called up the relationship, and she felt so beaten about it.
Yeah.
And something happened very tragic.
Huh?
A few months after that, about 6 months after the abortion, she felt sick, and she was taken to the hospital where my sister was. And I didn't even know. My sister told me about that. She was ill, that I should please come and see her. And I said I would never come. And I didn't go. And a few days after that, she passed. Now, ever since that day, I felt worse because I felt like she died as a result of the abortion, even though she didn't die as a result of the abortion. It was about 6 months after that. I felt pretty bad. Then again, I just didn't know how it happened that I was used so much by the devil to date her sister, her elder sister. Her elder sister returned for her burial. I went to her burial myself. Her elder sister returned for her burial.
Wait a second. She was, sorry. You didn't go to see her at the hospital, but you went for her funeral.
Yeah, I did. I went for her funeral. I didn't go to see her in the hospital, but I went for her funeral, yes. And I felt so bad. I mean, I was really judging myself. Like, why, you know, how on edge, you know, can I just be like that? But I didn't know what happened, why, you know, I put on that hat, that wicked hat at the time for a funeral. And after the funeral, the sister, she wasn't home at that time. She wasn't in that town. But she came to help the family because the lady that died, my ex-girlfriend that died, she was the one helping the family.
I'm so sorry I'm interrupting you. It's almost 1 o'clock and I have to go off on a break. Can you please call me back? I sincerely apologize.
I would rather hold on the call. It's hard to get you back.
All right, then. I appreciate that. It's going to take longer than a minute, but if you wait,
appreciate. Okay, that's fine. I'll hold on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Lagos, Nigeria, sincere apologies. We are off on a break to bring you lots of the headlines, and the conversation continues on the other side of one. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce, and you're listening to Confessions Thursday. We're back. My name's Joyce, and we have a call on the telephone. My friend, you're there. Thank you very much for holding up. Thank you.
Thank you.
So please go ahead.
Thank you. You're back now?
I am. You're on air. You're live. Go ahead.
Okay. So I went for the funeral, and after that, she was actually the one helping the mom and the dad because they were a bit aged at the time. She was the one helping them with stuff and chores and stuff and cooking. So after she passed, they had to send one of her sister, her elder sister, to the parents to assist them with what she was doing before she passed. And I bumped into her at a club, at a nightclub.
Okay.
When I bumped into her, I knew she was her sister. And I believe her mom told her that I was with her younger sister before she passed. And her mom didn't like me. Her mom never wanted a relationship. And it just happened. And we started dating. We were not dating like she was really my girlfriend, but we're having the F words, yes.
Yeah.
But we're not really dating like we're dating for.
Yeah, it wasn't a relationship. It was a beneficial encounter.
Right. It was a friend. She was working at a nightclub. She was actually working there, and I bumped into her.
Okay.
And we got talking, and so a couple of days after that, I just took her out, and that was how it happened. And it just kept happening every other day. And she even had a boyfriend, and I knew the boyfriend at the time. And you know what? I felt really bad. This was even why I felt so bad. Her mother never wanted the relationship with her younger daughter that died. And I believe she was aware that I was still going out with her elder's daughter.
No, wait, no, no.
And so, then she didn't want to see me at all.
So,
because the reason was because when the younger daughter was having the abortion, she was not aware at the time, but she was having a bit of complications after the abortion because she did dilation and carotid, what I think it's called, DNC. She did DNC, and she was going through a lot after the abortion.
So that was when the mother got to know.
So the mom became aware, and she hated me for that. And what happened after the lady passed, I think about 8 months or thereabout after that, there was a tanker accident in my place, and that took the mom's life.
Well, we can't talk about the mom because you don't have any direct. You did not cause that,
I actually did not, but I just felt bad, and I felt like, you know, I need the opportunity, you know, to just walk up to both of them and say, look, I'm really sorry for what I did. It was just the devil that used me, and I just didn't have conscience at the time. But it's too late now. But I just said for you. But I actually called before, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to talk about it. But hey.
Look, thank you.
Hey.
Yeah, look, I really do appreciate you talking about this, but you know, I'm also curious. You know, while the headlines was playing, I was thinking about your story, and I wanted to find out what really triggered your awakening, your becoming aware, because you look like a gentleman who did those things, and you were practically a vacant human being. That there wasn't anything inside of you that was the barometer for good and evil. You couldn't quite maybe come to terms consciously of what you were doing, and so you were allowed. So you know, the most important part for me. Why do you hate her? Why did you? Because you need to establish that. First of all, I think I have half the answer. You hate yourself. It's not possible for you to hate someone and the hate not touch your soul. In fact, if the hate is coming from you, it's because first you're hate, and then you project that to somebody else. So do you have another answer, a deeper answer?
Yeah, I think what really happened there was, at the time, there was a stage in my life where I didn't know anything about anything. Of course, I know left and right, but I wasn't really thinking like a normal human being would think. All that I had in my mind was I was making a bit of money at the time. All I was doing was, you know, from one woman to another. You know, when I start to count how many women I slept with, I count up to 40.
How old are you? Well, you know, we don't know you, so we're really just trying to work with our sketchy picture here. We don't know you. We don't know where you live or anything.
Okay, that's fine. I'm 32. I'll be 32 on September 20th.
Okay, so I think I need to understand why you hated her. So I think you've given an answer to that. You were just a lost soul. But then what's making you awake? Is it because they died? That's why you have suddenly realized, oh, these people I had something to do with died. Or is it something else that has made you aware of your actions?
I'll tell you. This is going to be a bit another 5 minutes. In 2019, I dated a girl, and I loved her so much. I did everything for her. She was a corporate. She was posted to another state. I paid a lot of money to walk her back to Lagos. I got her a job, and she was staying with me with her younger brother. I'm just trying to, you know, hasten up so I don't waste
too
much time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
She was staying in my house with her younger brother. I fed them. I did everything for them, and she was cheating on me.
So was this revenge?
She was cheating on me right at the office where I got her a job. And she wasn't even cheating on me with a young guy. She was cheating on me with a man that's married with two kids. In the night, I was on the bed. I'm just trying to connect the question you asked. I was on the bed. She was there with me. And I got up about 1 a.m. and I saw her on the phone. So I just took the phone from her and I saw her sending pornography to the man, texting the man. The man was saying, look, you made me stand and blah, blah, blah. I took a screenshot of that conversation and I saved it on my phone to you today. So I've been in the kind of relationship when I was ready to settle down. I've been in a relationship with ladies that I truly love, but I felt like there's karma.
So did this one with the lady whom you eventually hated come after or before?
Come after.
So this was revenge. This was just hate. This was you in the world, hateful, both of yourself and of everything that you touched.
You know, you ask what made me come to the realization that I've done something wrong. Now, I'm telling you, what made me come to the realization is that I felt like, you know, karma was on me. I felt like now, for the things I've done in the past, now I'm ready to set it down. I felt like what I've done before is now haunting me. It's not making me feel like, look, you've done this to these people. Now you want to set it down. You're never going to set it down because what you've done, you're going to reap.
I'm glad that you understand that much. So thank you very much for this moment, to be honest with you. But I want to find out, what do you think about you, your life moving forward? Like, have you given it some thought? Because in settling down, it's not just all the thoughts you need to do. It's more like, what are the consequences of your actions? Can you be forgiven? And what if, like you're saying, you know, your past comes back to haunt you? Like, have you thought about those things?
Yeah, I thought about it. And I tell you the truth, I think I have been forgiven because I'm doing so well. By the grace of God, the lady is 9 months pregnant for me, about to give birth, and we're living fine with the family and everything is good. I pray for forgiveness. I ask God to forgive me. I believe in God. I believe so much in God, and it's been wonderful. We all do things. I mean, we all do crazy things, and there are certain things that we do, and karma definitely happens. But when you pray to God and he asked for forgiveness. He is a merciful God, and I believe I've been forgiven, and I don't have any of those things no more because I have a new life now, and I know that God has forgiven me.
Okay.
But each time I think about it, you know, when you have an injury, the scar, the injury might just go, but the scar is there. So whenever I think about what I did in the past, I feel like, oh my God, man. Why did I do that? So, you know, this is the first time I'm talking about this. Even when we had Truth or Dare with my girlfriend, I never thought about this.
So you have a totally new girl, or is this one of the old girls?
No, a new girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A new girl. I never went back to any of those.
All right. Well, thank you very much for, and I'm glad you feel the way that you feel, but I wanted to even ask you another question, but I don't want you to feel guilty. Just another aspect.
Go right ahead. We're talking about it. Go right ahead. I mean, I feel good.
Okay. So there is the assumption that because you're doing well, you think all is well. And it sounds like that's what you're saying. It's like, well, I have a 9-month old. I have my girlfriend 9 months pregnant. I'm doing well. I'm probably making money. And the assumption at that moment is that you're doing well. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, it might look like you're doing well, but you might not be doing well in the honest to God sense of it, because you are practically benefiting. And this is not me trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just saying that, well, that's where my mind went. Like, you see people who are looking like they're doing well, but they're not well. They're not well. Their soul is going to probably suffer. They're going to reap what they have sown. They're not doing well, but they look like they're doing well. They have good cars, live in big houses, wear the best perfumes, travel business or first. But they're not. So the only reason I'm saying that is take your repentance seriously.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to ask that you do.
I really do. And, you know, what mainly what gave me confidence to say that I'm doing well is not because of what I have.
Oh,
it's
great.
It's because of the relationship I have with God right now.
Oh, great. That's it. That's exactly what I meant. Like, you know, take it seriously so that maybe your children cannot suffer. Maybe your children will not suffer what you have done.
By the special grace of God, yes.
Amen to that.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I must tell you one thing. You have a very good voice and a very good accent, and I like how you articulate it. So thank you for the program.
Thank you.
You're doing really good.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
And you too. Confessions Thursday, welcome to the show.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's about my dad and my mom. So they had issue for past 10 years now. So they have not been communicating as husband and wife.
Okay.
So now, what got me annoyed is because my dad is planning that. So my mom told me that my dad said that they should, because we are four in number, that they should share, divide the children. Then he should go with two person, and my mom should go with the other two.
Mm.
So I told my mom that, can you hear me?
I'm with you, believe me. Go ahead.
Okay. So I told my mom that she should not try it, though. That she should not be the first person to commit that kind of thing in our family. That I have never heard such a thing in our family. So my mom is still holding down. It's just that for now they are separated. They have given themselves a space, but not legally divorced. So, but now, the thing I'm planning to deal with that man, because the condition I'm facing today is because of him, because he failed to take his responsibility as a man. I dropped out of school. I supposed to further my education, but I have to drop out because my mom could not afford to pay my school fees. But I have a father. But I now tell my mom that you should not worry. Even if I did not go to school, my children will go to school. It's so that I'm not all that blind, though. You know what I mean by blind now?
Yeah.
I can read and I can write. And you know the situation of Nigeria. If you are not a graduate, it is very, very hard for you to get a nice job. So the work I'm doing now is nothing to write home about, but I'm not worried because I know tomorrow will speak for me. So, but now, I'm planning of going because he's a traveler. My dad is a traveler. So I have sent a delegate. People will give me a report whenever he comes around. I want to, if they tell me that he's around now, just travel from Lagos to my home.
Yeah.
And then I'll make sure that I remove one part of his body so that he will use that into to learn a great lesson.
Okay, hold on a second. So let's go back a little bit. How old are you? How old are you guys? What's the age separation difference?
Me, my age now is, I'm 27 now.
Okay, so who's the oldest and how old are they?
I'm the oldest one.
Oh.
And it seems that the whole of the family thing is upon me because I don't know how to explain it, but I'm facing a lot of challenge.
Yeah, because you're caring for everybody else. Everybody else is looking up to you.
Yes, yes.
You know, what do you think hurting your dad physically will do for you? What would you gain, really?
I didn't get you. What did you say?
If you hurt your father physically, which is something you said you would like to do, what would you gain?
I just want to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, but you see, you can also teach a person a lesson without being physical with them. You know that?
But he's not listening now. Okay.
So what do you want him?
Let me ask you a question. Since when you were born, have you had a situation whereby the children is being divided into two? Then a man take one part and the woman take one part. Have you had such a thing?
So, I've heard that before. But you see, you're not a commodity. You're not a non-living thing. You are an adult, so you can make your own decision. You can choose whether you want to be split between mom and dad. You can choose whom you're going to follow. You can't force them to stay with each other. He doesn't want to be with her, and I hope you understand that.
I'm not forcing them. I've agreed that my mom should
wait for him to separate, so that you don't blame her for it.
Yes, I've agreed with that. But I need to pay that man back with what he
has done to you guys.
Us.
How old is the last one? The last of you, how old is he?
Okay, the last one now is, I think this is 12 years now. Or 11 to 12 now. I don't know.
How many of you want to go with your dad? How many of your siblings would like to go with your dad?
Okay, yeah. The last born and the second to the last born want to go with my dad. Then I and my sister, yes.
Yeah,
want to go with my mom.
Okay. So, I don't think you should get physical with your dad. I think you're going to become a dad one day as well. And you don't want your son to attack you for failing. But I want to say something to you. I want to tell you something my mother told me. And I don't know that it would help you, but it helped me. Should I tell you?
Okay.
So, you know, my parents are strict, and I thought that my parents were too strict. My father thinks we're raised softly, or he thought my parents just thought that, well, we don't want you guys to rot, so we would try and be a little strict and don't tolerate this from you so that you can grow and be sane human beings in society. So I remember one afternoon I was chatting with my mom, then I remembered my growing up, and I said to her, you guys were too strict, I didn't think it was necessary. And then I blamed her for some of the things that she did, or herself and my dad did, that I thought was not necessary in the raising of children. And she said to me, if you charge me to court today, you're accusing me of a crime, and you take me to court today and I get punished for something I have done, she says, do you stop moving? Do you say, well, they've punished her for the wrong she did, so I'll just sit down here and wait to die and not move on and not take accountability and not do better? She says, look, I did what I thought was good. And if you don't like it, well, here you are. This is your chance at life to be different. Be better if you think I did something that you didn't like. Do you know that after that day, I think, you see how subtle that response was? It was probably one of the most humbling moments I've had with my mother. Where she challenged me. You say I didn't do good, right? Okay, you're grown now. You go do yours. Let's see you. So if you say I'm not good, you better be better than me. Guess what? All the things my mother didn't take from me, I can't take it from somebody. All the things my mom didn't permit from me, I can't. I have, my mother even has a threshold of tolerance. I can't take it. Oh, this one where people will be saying, hey, he's a small child, but he's foolish. I can't take that. So it seems as though that what I have accused my mother of, I have become, and God, I'm grateful for that. So maybe what I'm saying to you is that before you act, you really want to think about it. You really want to think about it. Maybe this is even your moment to shine. Maybe this is your moment to be better than your father. This is it. You're the first son. You're 27. You're young. And God, he has messed up. And we know it. You know it. Your mom knows it. Your siblings know it. This is your moment to be five men in one. Your crown is huge, but so is the cross. Yeah. So you're okay. Going to win or you're going to lose?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I've met men and I think their glory should go to dogs. I think what they think is their estate should be given to birds. I feel that. So this is how I think life works. I feel when I think life is like, you know, when you do the relay where you hand over a baton. I think that's what the generations are like, where one generation comes and then they hand a baton over. In many cases, if the last generation fails, they double the work for this generation, but gets what's good. The glory of this one becomes twice as much. So to him whom much is given, much is expected. So if your initial responsibility was supposed to be 100, let's say 100 stones. You're supposed to lift 100 stones. That's your destiny's work. And your father failed. He didn't even lift any. So you come into this generation, you have 200 stones to lift because you have to lift your father's and you have to lift your own, right? Then your crown is equal that weight. That's exactly what your reward is. I'm off on a break. I'll be right back. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. You're on Confessions Thursday on the Sunny Side. Night 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Sure.
I hope you're hearing me.
I can.
I'm a widow of about 14 years. And the circumstances of my late husband's death was very complicated because I couldn't really put a finger on what happened to him. But one of the bizarre discoveries I made while he was sick was the fact that I saw the word dead in his phone, D-E-A-D. And for a moment, I was like, what is this? Who put dead in his phone? Meanwhile, we're very harmonious. So we lived very well. We're a good couple, Christians, active in church and all that. And then he left home and went to Akura and came back. Then I discovered this thing. One thing led to the other, and he passed on. What I'm saying is that it may interest us to know that I come from an area where men don't die. It's only women that die there. If a man has headache, it's a woman, and all that. So it was being alleged even before he died. That I was the reason why he was sick. But candidly, as the Lord lives, I had no hand. I still have no hand. I stand to say this in any day, any time, anywhere. So, but while he was sick, because of that tradition and belief, it was taken that I had something to do with it. So while he was alive, he wasn't happy about it. And he knew. Had nothing to do with his illness. And because they held that position, even the siblings refused to come. Not the siblings. The only brother he had refused to come to the hospital. Meanwhile, the diagnosis had it that he had cancer the lump that pressed against his heart. And so even the hospital wanted family members to be there to see, to get to know what was happening. And they didn't come. So on the very day that he breathed his last, after I single-handedly, you know, with the knowledge of my family members, had taken him to seven hospitals as a matter of fact, then that said Wednesday, he became critical. So at that point, I let him know that I do not know what is happening and I do not know what would happen, but the truth I want him to know is that I never did what they alleged I did. Because my place, it is adultery. And I told him I never did. Not directly, not indirectly. Nothing like that.
Wait. And pardon, I'm so sorry. I'm really trying to follow your story, but I think I'm lost somewhere. Besides the fact that the family thinks you killed your husband, someone is also accusing you of adultery?
Pardon?
Are you being accused of cheating or adultery?
No, adultery now. Adultery. You know, I come from, these people are listening, they know that area. Every person, any man that dies there is adultery by the wife. So the wife has to come and do some swearing, some juju and all that. Now, to say the least, while he was very sick, I remember a message came from home that I should bring him home. I candidly, with every sincerity of purpose and innocence, I was ready for us to go. And I said to him, let's go there. Maybe if we go there, we'll have a solution for you to be well. I candidly asked me which solution. I didn't know. And I didn't apply my mind to something, you know, aberrity. So he said to me, do you want them to kill me? I'm not going. So we stayed on. And I kept in the hospital, requested for the brother to come. The brother did not come. I called the brother did not come. And lo and behold, on that Wednesday, after I told him, he said to me he knew and asked me to promise him one thing. The one thing he wants me to promise him is that I must not go home. That was his language. I must not go home.
Wow.
For want of saying argument, I said, okay, I will not go home. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Indeed, he passed on. When he passed on, there were a lot of intrigues, you know, between families, my people and their people, because where we come from are very close, you know, it's like that kind of 5 minutes walk. And it went on and on and on. But again, he's saying that I should not go home.
Okay.
I decided they insisted I must bring the cops home. And after all said and done, the church here said I should go home. I should go and tell them what happened. So I and my own people went. My elders from my village went. And I tried and explained to them. To cut the long story short, they refused that I must swear. They did some things, you know, that said I must swear. Of course, I knew I would not swear. I told them I would not swear. I didn't kill them. As good as that, I won't kill them. And then I made some pronouncements that if I refused to swear, I was going to pass on. And my children were also going to pass on. And I said, if I know what adultery is, I didn't commit adultery, I will not swear. And to God's glory, was still living. So for a moment, it was like a distancing from me. A distancing. Village people didn't come and all that. And God.
Have I lost you? Hello? Hello?
And the child is 17 now. And to God's glory, the ones that have gone to university have gone. So what I'm just saying now is that because of the way the whole thing turned out to be, my own elders even said, I must not come for that burial, that they should bury their son. If they have asked me severally and I've stood my ground to say I didn't do it, then they should go and bury their son.
So
corroborating what he himself said, I must not go home.
Okay.
Because it was against his instruction that I must not go home, that I had to go at least. Since they said I should come and explain what happened, I went with all the medicals, everything that was the worst to do. What is the confession? The children have grown, and then suddenly they've been calling me from their side. What I have decided is not to grudge, and I left my phone open. I didn't go to change my phone. Mm. So each time that brother of his called, I would pick, and they say, when are you coming home? I said, you've seen her things, Anna, no money. I'm battling with school fees and all that. Whenever it is good enough for me to come home, I will come home. But deep down, I know I'm really reluctant to come. My mother-in-law is still living. She calls me, I will respond. As a matter of fact, there was a time I would even send 5,000 rice to her, you know. But at one point, I saw that there were some again undertones that I didn't quite comprehend, so I stopped.
Okay.
So the confession is that they want me to come home with the tapes, and I've refused to come because of the experience I had.
Yeah.
How they had sworn we're going to pass on, and then, and all that. So that's my confession. I don't know what anybody has to say. If the kids decide, they grow up and they decide to go, I can't keep them back. They can go.
What's
and
your decision?
If they call me again tomorrow, I always pick their phone, I always discuss with them, you know, very friendly mode.
All right.
And
what's your...
by what my late husband said, I am not going home. I have nothing to go home for.
So then,
you don't feel secure.
Yeah.
The place where people have vowed that they will kill you. As a matter of fact, the guy even went to tell them about the death. They swore in my very eyes that I was not going to leave that place
alive. So how long ago did this even happen? How long ago?
I told you that my son's daughter is about 25 now. She was about 11 then.
Okay. Oh, wow. So that was some years ago. Okay. So what's your decision? Because now you're saying that they're calling you, they're checking up on you, acting like they care about you, and they're asking you to come.
I'm leaving it at that level. I will be friendly. I refuse to quarrel. I refuse to grudge. If they call me, I respond. My mother-in-law calls me, I respond.
I get that.
So you don't want to be... my decision now is to just wait and live on. And if those kids grow up and they want to go there, I won't stop.
But have you told your children the story of their father?
They know. You know, kids are very smart. They know now. They
okay.
knew.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good enough. Once they know and then they choose to go back, they are fine. But they must know.
They know. They know very well.
So I think are you sure you have made a decision or you want impute?
I've made a decision, but if any person thinks otherwise.
No, that's two different things. When you make a decision, you don't need an impute. So I want you to be sure. Have you made a decision?
That I will not go there.
Yeah.
At least not in the present.
You're not sure.
I don't know how the future will be. And I want to see if the future, when the kids are grown enough,
I'm not sure.
Take responsibility for themselves. Why not? We can go. If we must, but live there, I will not live there.
You're not
as
sure.
As I'm concerned, since village is five minutes apart, can I swear just return to my village?
So let me ask you this question. If you decide 20 years from now to go back, are you going back to the same old people or are you going back to a changed people?
20 years after, I will not go there. I will go to my own village, but I'll still relate with them.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank
I do appreciate it. Thank you. What a story. Now, that was a story. So there's something here that I think I'm sensing. She sounds like she's sure, but it seems as though... Yeah, it seems as though she could be swayed. And then that's a gap. That's a weak link. If your husband is telling you to not go to his own people, if a man from that land is telling you don't come here... You sound like you're sure, but... So I need you to be sure. I think I need you not to go. That's exactly what I mean when I say, you know, I want you to be sure. They're the same people. The outcome is not going to change, except they change. The culture, the people, the generation, except it changes. They're the same people. So when you say something like, I won't go today, I'll go in the future. It's like, you're going into the future with the same people? It's like, do you learn? So there's like, well, you have to... Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. Welcome.
Hello.
Oh, for real? You're going to have to speak up. Good afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Speak up. We're with you. Go ahead.
Okay. This guy, I've been dating for 4 years now.
Speak closer to your mouthpiece and stay put so we can hear you quickly. You can speak fluidly.
So this guy has been dating for 4 years. So last year we got engaged, though I've not been to his place before. So all what he told me about his dad, told me who his father is and who his mom is. So I just find out basically that it was all a lie. That the person he told me is his real father is his elder brother. And the person he told me is his mother is his elder brother's wife. And the person he told me is his grandparents, his real parents. So, right now, I don't know what to do.
You can't say you don't know what to do. Jesus handed you salvation. You don't know what to do with that? How do you not know what to do? What do you want to do with the lies?
I don't know. I just found out he has lied to me for 4 years now.
So he lied to you for 4 years and you don't know what to do. Are you sure you don't know what to do? Have you confronted him? Have you told him? Oh, Lord of heaven. Have you told him what you found out? What did he say?
When I found out, I asked him to tell me the truth. He was still insisting that what he told me before is the truth. But when I pressurized him the more, he told me that, yes, let me tell you the real truth about me. This is how it is. This is everything I need to know.
Okay.
But so,
he keeps saying
that he's sorry for everything, but I still don't know the reason why he had to lie to me.
I mean, that was not necessary. So why did he lie? Did you ask him? It wasn't a necessary lie. He wasn't defending anything or hiding something. Or was
nothing.
He? Just a lie on a good old sunny day.
Just a lie. For some reason.
And you don't know, is that how you want to live? You just want a guy who just wakes up and for lack of a creative spunk, just throws a lie in the wind and keeps it, you know, sustains it for 4 years.
And there are seven in their family, like, his mom gave birth to seven.
What did you
and
say?
I said, his mom gave birth to seven children. But all he told you that he is the first one.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, he's the number five. But he said he's the first one. That his mom only gave birth to three.
Okay, so?
So, I don't know. Because if not for the other brother, that now told me everything yesterday. But we have been talking with this woman. She didn't know that. I don't know anything. She thought maybe he has told me all the truth about him.
How old are you? How old are you?
Pardon.
Yeah, you're 28. You're an adult. You're acting like you don't. You keep saying you don't know. How do you not know? Now you know. You don't want to leave the guy. That's what this is.
That is the problem.
No. Hold on. Ask a question. You don't want to leave the guy.
That's why I don't know if I should leave him or sister.
No, I'm asking you a question. No, you're not confused. You're not confused. You're not making a decision. That's why. So I'm asking you, you don't want to leave the guy? You should know that answer.
I don't want to leave him, but I don't know what will come up tomorrow, if another life will come up tomorrow.
Don't worry about tomorrow. You're probably not going to be there. And I don't mean that maliciously. Like, we don't know tomorrow, right? What we know is today. Heaven, please. Wait a second. You can take some time, think about it, but you're not even answering the questions. You don't want to leave him because you like him, right?
Yes.
Good. So maybe he treats you nice. Maybe he's a really good guy, but he's told you these lies that were unnecessary.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have any expectation of your own self? Because that's really what should help you. If you have a personal standard and somebody falls beneath that, you know how to react about that.
So I've told him already that I don't want to do it again, but it's not from my mind.
But it's not from your mind?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I can even understand that. But I think you should take some time away from him. Like, separate from him a little bit. Ask yourself what you want. So you have a guy who's not going to die. He's not going to die for telling you the truth. And there was no need for him to have told you the lie. But he told you the lie about how many siblings he had. He told you the lie about his grandparents and his parents. And about everybody. So as far as his family goes, he's told you lies. What other lies are you yet to uncover? So let me even tell you something. If you tolerate this, he has no incentive to change. Newsflash. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You're 28. You sound like you're 12. And you must make a decision because life is coming at you. And these are hurdles that you must surmount. So take some time, think about it. Ask yourself if you want to be a guy who's lying for pleasure. It's a different thing if your boyfriend did something against you and out of fear for you, he told a lie and then you caught him. Then you ask him, why did you lie? Then he said, I was afraid of losing you. That's a different thing. You just have a son of man who lies. Who lies because he has no job to go to. What?
He said he didn't know that everything is going to turn out serious.
That's even worse. Child, are you even listening to the stories this guy has told you? That's even worse. So wait, he lied to you and he's willing to die thinking he's not going to get caught. And then you catch him, he's like, dang it, that game didn't click. He's saying he lied to you, but he didn't know that he was going to get... Are you hearing this gist? I'm already tired and I'm not even living the experience.
And again, he said that he was looking for a perfect time to tell me that each time he's with me, he always feels guilty because he knew he had something in his hand keeping that he's supposed to tell me. But he always finds time. That he's never seen the perfect time to tell me this. That's why he's still keeping it.
You started dating this guy at 24, you're 28. So between that 4 years, the sun didn't rise and nothing made sense. There wasn't a good day enough for him to tell you the truth. And and there was no reason. You have to understand that there is no reason why he did this.
No reason at all.
Well, you have to choose then if you want to be with this guy or not, and stop acting like you don't know. Stop saying that.
Yeah, I have to think more about
it. Yeah, you have to think about it and then you make a choice. And God, I hope you make a good choice, the obvious one.
thank you
for calling. You know, how many times have I told you that? You know, you just don't want to admit that you know so that you can act on what you know. You're hoping that if you play dead long enough, then it's going to change. Like, you know, it's going to become as though it never happened. What do you mean you don't know? Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, George, good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to talk to the woman before this girl.
You have a minute on the clock.
Yeah, I want to advise her, like the husband said to her, don't go to my people. The man have reason why he said that. And according to her, she made it clear that she did not do whatever they are, you know. Your children, when they grow, they will go back to you. Your place is not far from your husband's place. When you're ready to go back to your own family, your husband is dead. So what do you want to go and do with those family anymore? When their son was sick, they refused to come and see him in the hospital. Now they are calling on you. Don't go. Let your children, when they grow up, they must go back to their father's place. Thank you.
I don't think they have to go back to their father's place. I don't think so. Oh, come on. This whole food chain of culture. I mean, that's a tradition you want to sustain, right? No. They can become a new village. Have a new culture where they don't accuse women of witchcraft, adultery, and where men don't die. I even thought that was a place in the sky. So apparently you're somewhere down the road. Say men don't die. And if the man dies, it's the woman that killed him. Such misery that women are forced to live. And then, you know, imagine being a woman and you have to spend your life defending that. I'm surprised she's picking their calls. She nice. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, it's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to comment on that lady that spoke last now.
A minute on the clock.
This is my first time of calling.
Welcome first time.
I love your argument so much.
Thank you.
I think she doesn't know what she wants, and she's desperate in getting married to that guy. That's her problem.
She'll be damned if she did. Amanya, she'll be damned if she did.
I didn't hear you.
Go ahead.
I think she's so desperate, even as she has discovered all the lies and she still wants to go ahead. That means she's desperate. She just leave the guy and go away.
Well, she needs to come to that conclusion. So she needs a few days to think about it.
Well, it's left for her to decide anyway.
The Lord is her
shepherd. But no matter the advice you give to her, she won't take. She will just do what is on her mind.
I'm not the one who's going to suffer. You know I'm good with that, right? The outcome is going to win for me.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Great job.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's Confessions Thursday.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 10 minutes before touchdown, 2 p.m. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Guys, I want to advise one, the caller that said that he befriend the sister and get her abortion. Later, the lady sick and he did not go. And the lady later passed on. He went for burial. And then he went for that to say that the mother of the lady did not like him because of what he's doing. And the mother died. He said that the mother of the lady died in front of his house. So if you have any knowledge, you have something to say. If you have any knowledge about the death of the mother, why he died in front of his house, you should better say it now, no? Because he did not finish that part.
Oh, no, I asked him. He said he has no hand in it.
Why is he afraid? It should better open up.
No, that's exactly what he said. He said, I asked him, he said he had no hand in it. And I think it was in front of her house, not his house.
Before you did not allow him to finish. In that area.
No, now, am I supposed to suspect that he killed her? He said, I asked him, he said, no, he had no hand in it.
It's better say, you know, why should the mother die in front of his house by trailer? How come about the mother in front of his house?
I understand your suspicion, but he said he had no hand in it.
Huh? He's a suspect.
He's not a murderer. He's suspicion, isn't it? That's what you have, suspicion. But
if he's ready for God to forgive him, he should call back or let us see and finish that part. Thank you.
You just like gist. Because what else do we call this one? You were just hoping that he would just call and be like, you know what? Her mom died. And I'm the murderer. Probably like Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. Hey. The volume of your radio set. Yo. Hello. The volume of your radio set. Like you know. Confessions Thursday. The sunny side. Welcome to the show. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Yeah, it's a jam in now. Well, we can... Oh, I'm not going to be here next week, and that makes me feel good. But, of course, I'll be back. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon, my sister. Well done.
Thank you. You have a confession.
Sister, I want to comment on that guy that said that this is the girlfriend was aborting a baby. And
1 minute on the clock. 1 minute.
That guy is very wicked.
Hey, wait. Let's go back a little bit. Wait, look. You see, you can't imagine all the emotions I felt myself. But you see, I didn't call him wicked.
My sister.
Wait. I know you're a mom and he's pinching you. Wait. He called to confess. It is not for me to condemn. I'm just here to hear gist. Do you get? So you can, but you also have to understand that he said he's sorry. And that's even why he called. The rest is for God to do.
There is nothing like any sorry. I think I listened to
No. He said
there
that. Is, no, he did
no
say.
There is no of sorry.
No, pardon me. Let me tell you what I heard. Whether he means what he said is a different thing. But he said to me that when the girl's mother died, I remember he said it about that same period, that when the girl's mother died, that he was hoping he would see both of them and apologize. He said that, and I heard it. So,
but wait, before the death of the mother... How can you be dating a lady?
Stop. He admitted it. You're not his God. Let his God take up the gist from where I left off.
My sister.
It's all right. Deal with it. Stop. Off on a... Good Lord of heaven. Beat these people up.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajike Deborah.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Iris Research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Yes. So there's something I think that people need to learn. Oh, by the way, yeah, my name's Joyce, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, another beautiful Thursday. And it's really, like you can tell, this pot is boiling over. There's something Nigerians need to learn. Well, I think we need to learn something. Maybe not just Nigerians. Maybe it's not all. But I think we need to be aware of something. You see, when a person wrongs you and the person is not sorry, your anger is sustained. In fact, your anger can be inflamed. And there is justification for that inflammation. When a person has done something and the person is sorry, it almost changes the entire cause, really. It seems as though now you must temper justice with mercy because the person is sorry. I mean, even the courts do that. It's like, now the person is sorry, so you're going to judge them, but because they're sorry, it's as though that takes away from the weight of the wrath. You get it deducts a little bit from the wrath, from the anger, from the judgment, from the rod that will come down on them. There's a slight deduction. Now, you have to try to be dispassionate about some of the things you hear. I understand that there is a temptation to hear something and be like, you are going to hell, or you are a child. He even said it. He said, I was used by the devil. I know it. I don't know. I even want to debate the he was used by the devil part, but I don't have enough time on the clock. It's like, no, you are not used by the devil. You chose these things. But you see, the beauty of that conversation was, and that's really why I enjoyed it to some degree, was he allowed himself feel the error. And he didn't make excuses for anything that he did. That judgment is him and his God. And we spoke about what he thought about his redemption. And I thought for a moment I was getting the sense that maybe he was comfortable that he has prayed and so he's forgiven. And I say to him, my mind went somewhere else. And I think you think you're good, but you're not. And I say, take your forgiveness serious. Well, take your repentance seriously. And he says, well, I understand that, but this is what I'm willing to do. It's like, what else can you do when a man has admitted his wrong? Honestly, no, some people admit it and they're arrogant. When they willfully come forward, when you can sense that they're honest, what else do you want to do with them? You can say, I'm not going to be your friend. You're not going to come to my house. But he said, I understand. Look, when we spoke about forgiveness, it seems as though we were trying to suggest that there is always consequence for it. But it's not on your, you're not in that position to exert consequence. So I don't want you to allow your emotions boil over with what you think he deserves and what you think he don't. Time will tell whether he's truly, the best I can get from him is what I've gotten from him, and I'm grateful for that moment. The rest is him and his God. So become dispassionate, hear it, feel it, and then separate yourself. Except it's your story. Except maybe he did it to your daughter. That's a different thing. But other than that, become dispassionate. You hear it, you feel it, you wow, you feel bad, but then you must become dispassionate so that you don't condemn people meanwhile you're wrong. You don't judge a man for a different type of sin meanwhile you're a sinner. It's like, these are all the nuances that we have to be careful about. Good God. 2 p.m. Nice. The real work starts. PM. The Lords of Logic. On the other side of 2 and 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. The headlines is next. Oh, I like this one.